This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Educated Investor. We do this show each week with David C. Sean of the Householder Group, and you can check out their website of cshonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number is 720-482-1917. Once again, 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome Mr. C. Sean himself. So, David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Thank you very much. And how are you doing with that little surgery?
Hey, I'm doing well. Had a little left knee work there. Had a blowout there, I guess, in the left one there. Got it fixed up. And, about 6 weeks, we'll be working on the right one. So I tell you.
There you go.
Thankful for all the technology of the day that they do today. Man, can you imagine doing that 50 years ago with knees?
God,
yeah,
no.
Man, that would be a bummer.
Yep.
For sure. Well, David, man, well, I love doing this show each week, and, boy, I get a lot of great comments, and, you know, certainly in this time that we've been in these last few months, our finances are on everyone's mind, and I love the name of the show that we did, Educated Investor, because that's what we all need, is just to know what we're doing and have someone like yourself that sits down with us and does explain things and don't just say, oh, this is what you need to do. And I know you're big on the education side of it. But I was looking at your website this morning. I wanted to start out with this. And you say, there's one page there, and you say it's time to think differently about your money. We stay focused on market trends, so you don't have to. And, you know, it's something that in the past probably been a little easier to follow things and what's happened these last few months, but yet you still got a handle on some things with your clients.
Well, yeah, Scott. The key to as we call it, financial advising, financial planning, is understanding what's going on in the real world. But more importantly, understanding what's going on with a particular client or a prospect. Education is a great equalizer. So, you know, we have to find out a lot of information on an individual so that we can understand what might or might not fit that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in all aspects of financial planning. And, of course, just as I stated in the website, there's five areas. There's estate planning, you know, when you're finished with your assets, you want it to go to someone, hopefully. So how do we do that? And then protection planning, how to protect these assets, just not like from the stock market or investing, but how do you protect them because you have an accident?
Sure.
Someone wants to sue you. Or what about income planning? Not probably the number one concern most people have is enough income flowing in to pay the bills. You can just see what's going on in the newspapers about people who are out of work,
mm-hmm.
can't pay their rent. They got to choose between health care and food. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then tax planning is the fourth area that we have to look at because, quite honestly, with all of this money the government's pouring in to our economy at this point, it goes up another $5 or $6 trillion, not even billion, but trillion.
Right.
Added to our debts, someone's going to have to pay that off, and who do you think they're going to look at to pay it off? So we've got to lower our taxes as much as possible. And then the last area is investment planning. And typically, that normally is kind of the easiest one of the five once we get to know about a particular person. It's easy to then decide, okay, well, these are the tools or the investments that you should look at and understand
mm-hmm.
that fits your circumstances. So, again, we do quarterly reviews right now. The quarter just ended.
Right.
And, of course, we're getting the numbers for the first quarter of this year, and they've had some difficulty, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And people are concerned, what happens if? What happens if this market continues to fall? What happens if we don't have a medicine to keep us out of the hospital from this virus, let alone an injection later on.
Yes,
you know, that to prevent it. So it's concerns, and the number one concern that we hear, not only at this time, but of course specifically at this time, what's going on in the economy is, I always ask them, how's your cash flow? How's your income? How do you feel about your income?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? Because that is the most important element for people in retirement, and making sure they have enough income to cover those monthly expenses they want covered. It may not be necessary to have 100% of it covered that way, but maybe some people want 75 or 50 because of other avenues of income that they have coming in. But the fact of the matter is, right now, income is a big deal and always has been. It's more important right now. And, you know, for a few months, people can make do. But if this stretches out into 6 and 12 and 18 months, it's a different story.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the financial plan, and we've talked about this, you know, just about every show we touch on in some way. But you talk about the five areas of financial planning. And most people, if you ask them about financial planning, the first thing they bring up is usually the last thing you bring up, and that's the investment side of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's because most of these people in the financial industry have been trained to go after investments.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go after that cash, that money. We won't touch a penny of that money until we understand the prior four areas of financial planning. And it doesn't matter. I make no exceptions, because if I understand them thoroughly, I won't put my foot in my mouth, and they'll get the necessary options that they can choose from that fit exactly what they're telling me.
Right.
And again, my job is to educate. And as I tell people on the investment side, I don't really care how much money you make. I care how much money you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see, as we're seeing now, the markets beginning of the year, from their high to their low in March, was down like 30-35%, somewhere in there. They've come back in April. I refer to the increase in April, the jump back, as a dead cat bounce. hope you're not too many cat lovers. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the matter is, in every prior downturn in the economy, all the way back since I've been in the business in 1972, all the way back there, we've always had false bounces in these markets in tough times. They go down, and all of a sudden they bounce up for some reason. But keep this in mind. Right now, as we stand in May, we have no cure for this virus that's rampaging our country.
Right.
No cure at all. We need at least a medicine to keep us out of the hospital until they can get inoculations done and we can get protected somehow. But we've got to have this under control. People, 30 million people not working?
I know.
A lot of places where they worked may not reopen. And in the paper, if you read the different papers over the weekend, you see that these people that are getting these monies, these businesses from the government, they're not sure they're going to reinvest it in the business.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so we've got the virus, we've got unemployment, this economic situation that we've never had ever before, and it's going to do one thing to the earnings for most of these companies this quarter that'll end June 30th, it's going to have devastating earnings. They're not going to be earnings, perhaps, at all.
Right.
And earnings drive the stock market. That's what drives the stock market. So we might have these little bounces like we did in April, but the words are right on the wall clearly, and it's going to be a very difficult time for the rest of this quarter, maybe even next quarter. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to protect. You know, we got to protect our income. We have to protect our assets to a certain degree so that we can fight again.
Absolutely. David C. Shawn is our guest. Once again, he's with the Householder Group. Check out their website, cshawnfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N financialservices.com. And their number is 720-482-1917. And Dave, we talk about this a lot too, but I think it's very important to bring up again. It's just kind of getting that second set of eyes on maybe, you know, their plan, their current plan that they may have. And, you know, I feel comfortable, a lot more comfortable with someone like yourself. You mentioned you've been doing this since 72. I mean, to have somebody that's got your experience, that you've seen this, I mean, to me, that's a kind of comfort to me. It's kind of like going to a medical doctor. Hey, you like your doctor to have done this a few times and been through a few different things. So that's one thing. Well, I think that's another added deal because, you know, besides the trust and integrity that you have, I mean, boy, just the knowledge that you have to just tell us to take a deep breath and we'll make it through this.
Well, yeah, Scott, I think it does have some merit and weight to that. I've been through all sorts of market conditions, economic conditions, social conditions for many, many years. And this is not unusual in the sense that we have a downturn. It's unusual how it happened. So we have to be able to express to our clients that, yeah, it's a concern, but there are things that you can do to protect yourself. I'll give you a quick example. A lot of people say, you know, whatever you're invested in, just buy and hold, it's going to come back. Well, that's true. It will, I think. But let me tell you, in 2002, the downturn in the market took 7.5 years to come back. 2008, downturn took 5 years. Well, that's 12 and a half years. I don't know about you,
right,
but I don't want to wait 12 and a half years. Most of my clients don't want to wait 10 years or 8 years, which is why we have the degree of protection that has to be built in automatically in whatever ways you want to use protection. That's up to the client, but he has to understand the different tools he can use. I don't care what they read in the paper or hear on the news. These are the tools you can use based on what you're saying, and we have to protect this. We have to protect this capital. There's nothing wrong, for example, in raising cash when the market is going down.
Right.
Not to sell out positions necessarily, but to sell out part of it. Raise the cash, all right? Because at some point, this market will come back. And if you can buy where it's a lot lower than where you've sold out some of that position, you're going to come back much stronger, quicker.
All right. Just about a minute left here, but the oil and gas sector has really taken a hit. What do you see there? And, I mean, good night. I mean, like I say, we're in such uncharted waters. You know,
I think, Scott, what's interesting is that the price of gas has come down so much. I mean, it's been decades before we've seen that price go down that much. The problem is you can't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
so it sounds good, but it's not great. The U.S. oil industry is extremely strong, big, huge. There are too much money floating in that industry to have it collapse and stay down. It's going to come back.
Sure.
Somehow, some way. But can you imagine a couple of weeks or so ago that if you wanted to buy a barrel of oil, they would pay you $37 to drop it off in your front yard?
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
All of these things that are happening, you know, it is incredible. And it's going to take time to recover. We will recover, but it's going to have a cost to all of us in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
And you have to just minimize it if you're going to stay in this ballgame.
Yes, sir. Once again, give David a call. He would love to talk with you, help you. Again, maybe you've got a plan. Just get that second set of eyes on it for that second opinion would be great. But he can also help you with tax planning and reduction strategies, risk management, asset protection, as he talked about. So I hope you'll give him a call, 720-482-1917. And you can check out their website, cshawnfinancialservices.com. Once again, with the Householder Group. And David, we appreciate it, sir, and we'll look forward to our visit next week.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
All right. You as well. That's David C. Shawn. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years.
We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence, and have to make a unanimous decision will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. This is brought to you by Steve Hurley, and Steve is the reverse mortgage specialist for Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. You know, this is a great topic, and reverse mortgages help a lot of people, and we're going to use this show to really give our listeners some great education here on reverse mortgages.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea Steve has, is so many people don't have they just think of a reverse mortgage as one thing, and there's so many other things it offers, and we're going to try to cover those.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, let's start off with, you know, just kind of the versatility of reverse mortgage. Some people may think, hey, I only need to do this if I need money right now, and that's really not the case. There's a lot of different uses for it.
There's quite a few. Most people, when they think of reverse, and most of the advertising you hear about it, they're talking about, okay, well, if you're 62 or older, you can go along and not have any mortgage payment on your house. So people are thinking that if their money's tight, that's the best thing for a reverse. Even though you're not making a mortgage payment, you still have to make your tax payment, your homeowner's insurance payment, HOA if applicable, and you have to do upkeep on the house. But the biggest portion of your mortgage payment you don't have to make. But that's just one of the minor benefits that it has. Some of the other things is, depending, especially now with the way values of homes have increased so much, you're able to access some of that equity. And we're going to go more in depth as we go through this as to how that can be used and when it can be used. But there's many benefits to it. For example, let's say, and I'll use this often, you have a $500,000 value, and you can get $300,000 on your line for a reverse mortgage, but your payoff's $200,000. You can have a line of credit that you don't have to take. You can let sit there. You can take it out if you want in monthly payments. You can take it out in one big sum. You can have it run for life. You can have it run for a period of life. Or, and we'll get more in depth, but you can actually take that money and let it sit there, and it will grow interest on it while it's sitting there. So if you have $100,000, you get to make a half a point more than what you're paying on the loan on that money. So as it sits there, it grows along with you like your equity. So that's just one of it. It can, like I said before, it can supplement your income. We have clients that are using a reverse mortgage to delay their retirement funds, to delay their 401k, to delay their pensions. They'll use the money from their home that they've built up before they go into the other money that they have in their pension plans and things like that. You also, which many people don't know, is you can actually pay down a reverse. You can continue to make payments.
Oh, okay.
Most people aren't aware of that. You can do that.
Yeah.
And there are reasons why that could be very, very beneficial, which it increases your cash,
absolutely,
which you're getting a higher rate of return. So there's a lot of little things that a reverse can do that many people don't know.
So the point here is, you know, for you folks, is you don't have to. You may have been told you have to have a defined need, and you really don't, Kurt.
No. You could just want to get a reverse because you want to maybe not make a payment. You know, maybe times are tight. Maybe your income is fluctuates, and there might be a time to making your mortgage payment could be a problem. Well, you could get a reverse mortgage and still make payments on it. The rates are still good on the reverse as they are on a standard loan, so you can continue to make the payments. But if should you decide, I don't want to make payments 2 or 3 months, you don't have to. So now you can recoup some of that money, or should something come up that you need medical expenses, and you can miss a couple months. You can miss 6 months to a year, but you can keep paying it. So you're still building your equity. You're still building your line of credit, but you've got the freedoms to make the choice when you can make the payment, when you can't. So it's not necessarily just because there's a need. While we see many seniors that do it because they need that, there are many seniors that, because of medical expenses, because of other expenses, that mortgage payment would be nice if it would go away, because in most cases it can be rather large.
Sure.
So it frees up the cash to maybe they don't have to make the decision between medicine and the mortgage payment. So there are needs for it, but there are other times where there's not, that there you can still do that.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, and one of our points is delaying receiving your retirement funds. Some people, you know, may feel like they're forced into taking Social Security early, which costs you some money when you do that. You know, you want to wait for a while. So this is another great way to maybe, hey, this will allow you to wait till you can get your maximum benefit from Social Security.
See, at 62, you can get a reverse. We know that. And there's a certain percentage of the equity that you get. As you get older, it gets higher. But, for example, I know you're about 69. I'm about 66. You got me a couple years here. But if I wanted to do a reverse, I could do exactly that. I could kick the can down the road on my Social Security, and instead of maybe making $2,800 in 2 or 3 years, I am now making $4,000. So if I can miss a couple months, Now, all of a sudden, I've increased my lifelong Social Security by, $1,000, $1,200 a month, which is the payment.
Sure.
So it just frees up the ability. Even I don't have to make the choice, but I get that freedom to do what I want with the equity that I've paid for it. Too many times we forget that when you have that equity in the house, that's like a 401k. You paid for it. Mm-hmm. It's your money that gave it to you. You're not going to let a 401k sit there and not use it. Why would you not do that on a reverse?
Right. Once again, the show is brought to you by Knowledge in Reverse here by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you know what? You give Steve a call. He'll be glad to sit down with you, go through some of these things. Kurt and I, each of these shows, will just try to bring you some of the great information about this. And it will be very, very good for you to sit down with Steve and just kind of go through some of these things. Because, Kurt, this is a very individual type deal. You, me, Steve will say this isn't for everyone.
That it's not for everyone. It might not be for you now, but it might be something. And one of the other things, when you ask somebody about a reverse mortgage, is if you were to ask me about engineering a boat or how a boat works, or a certain type of boat, why this boat's better than that boat, I might not know the difference, and I'm going to tell you I don't think either one of them is good. Because it's the lack of my knowledge and my ignorance that I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say something positive about it because it could come back and bite me. It's easier to say something negative. A lot of people will say, I heard this about it or I heard that about it without all the facts.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to talk about. It might not be right for you, but it may be. Learning the facts and all the benefits that it may be able to produce might be just perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that more and more.
Right. And, you know, when people may say, hey, you don't need a reverse mortgage, couple of points, you know. Kurt, what if you're not employed any longer, you know? How do you qualify to do a home improvement?
Well, that's one of the nice things about a reverse. In most mortgages that I know of, you have to qualify. You have to have some kind of income. In a reverse mortgage, you don't have to qualify. It's not credit score generated. Whether you have a, let's say you have a credit score 600, you have a credit score 800, everybody gets treated the same. It fills a age, value, dollar amount. Whatever your age is, whatever the value is, they give you a percentage of that. So, that's just what it kind of does for you. It constantly will be there should you need it. And again, like I said before, you can make payments on it so you don't have to worry about it. So you're going to be fine. It might be just right for you if you learn all the facts.
Right. And, you know, hey, it's never a bad thing just to glance over at your checking account balance or savings account balance and just see some money. So sometimes it's just that comfort to know you got it.
I have a lady just the other day that her take-home pay was $1,600 a month. Her house payment was $980.
Wow.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot left for just utilities and for food. So in that case, that became very beneficial for her.
Right.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And there are people that that own their house free and clear, and you would think, why would they get one? Because they want access to that money.
Right. As I mentioned, call Steve. It's a free consultation, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. And, hey, if you need Steve to come to you, I know he'll be happy to do that as well. And, Steve may get mad, but, you know, Steve's a senior. He understands what's going on, right?
He gets it very well. And, you know, if income is difficult, this can help you out quite a bit.
Right. So now, why would I not use my equity in my home and get a reverse mortgage? I mean, what's kind of the benefit there?
See, many people think this, they'll say, well, if I've got the equity, why wouldn't I take it? Well, if you leave the equity there, let's go back to that $500,000, $300,000, you got $100,000 worth of line. You don't have to take it.
Right.
So when you let it sit there, it's growing at, let's say your rate on the reverse mortgage is 3.5%, you're making 4%. That means in 1 year, you're going to make $4,000. In 2 years, you're going to make over $8,000. In 5 years, you now have $121,655 available. Mm-hmm. So you've increased your line by $21,000. Now let's say long-term health care comes into play. You don't have to move. But you now have long-term health care.
Right.
That can start to get it $4,000 or $5,000 a month. So you're taking out $4,000, but you're making $4,000. So all of a sudden, your line stays the same. You're getting paid X, but you're paying X.
Hmm.
Because you have it, it's now almost your long-term health care almost becomes free. So if you're thinking about things, that's where that reverse, that's a tremendous benefit that most seniors don't understand. If you have that line amount, that can take care of some medical expenses down the road, and you still never touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
There are benefits to that purpose of leaving it alone. Some people will let it grow enough that they'll take the money out, put it as a down payment, and buy a rental property and have cash flow.
Sure.
So now they've increased their, because they had this ability. So there's a lot of different ways you can use that money. You don't have to kind of roll it up into a little ball and quit. You can take that money and expand your portfolio.
Right. Call Steve today, Steve Hurley, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254, and learn all the truths and benefits about a reverse mortgage.
Okay, our disclosure is Affordable Interest Mortgage Division of AI, Inc., NMLS 298191, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by DORA, and we are an equal opportunity lender.
Kurt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Glen Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service, parts, and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Glen Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe and will resume sales soon.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Integrated Health Systems is the company. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. And their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And each week, we have a team member from Integrated Health Systems with us. And today, we are glad to have Dr. Perry Maynard with us. Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, sir, doing well. Had a little knee surgery last Tuesday, so getting over that a little bit. But it is doing well, so glad to have you with us today. So let's take just a minute, kind of talk about where we are today with this whole virus thing, what you guys are seeing a little bit in clinic there, and what your patients are saying to you about it. Any updates really from your side?
Yeah, not a ton of change. You know, we are still kind of trying to, you know, limit people in the office, do as much as we can over telehealth. You know, maybe opening up things a little bit more. I mean, that's the fortunate thing about, you know, our practices. We're able to do a lot of it over the phone, so a lot doesn't have to change necessarily for us.
Right.
You know, but starting to kind of have some more staff in the office, do a little bit more. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting time, and I think what will be really telling is, you know, the next few weeks or the next month as we open things up, you know, if we do pretty well as a state, I think that's a – you know, a really good sign. I think there's a lot of extreme views on either side, and I think it comes down to somewhere in the middle ground of, you know, finding, you know, safe and effective ways of slowly opening it up. So, you know, maybe not necessarily keeping everything, you know, shut down for the next year, but also not just going straight into everything. I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle of the two kind of extremes. But, yeah, not much has changed at the practice. Just kind of still doing the same things we've been doing over the past few weeks.
Yeah, good deal. All right. Our topic today, we're going to be talking about autoimmune. And, you know, when I was just doing a little bit of research here, when I found out this was going to be our topic today, certain things come up on Google. It'll say autoimmune disorders or autoimmune disease. What is it really? Is it a disorder or is it a disease or could it be a combination of both?
I think kind of a combination of both. I think you can get, you know, stuck in the weeds on terminology or things like that. But ultimately, you know, autoimmune disorders, autoimmune diseases, right? They tend to be, you know, acquired. And unfortunately, at this time, I think where it can kind of fit into both the disease and the disorder from a standpoint of that, unfortunately, this time we don't really have a cure for them. Right, we can't necessarily get rid of them. What we can really do is manage them, limit flares, so individuals can live a pretty functional life with minimal intrusion. But the thing, right, they can kind of come and they can go, right? So some individuals can have flares, or they may go a year of doing well. So really, disorder disease, I wouldn't get caught up too much in the minutiae of the terminology ultimately, but it is something that unfortunately when individuals do contract or develop, that is with them. And it's something that they're going to have to manage for pretty much their life. You know, I think as science evolves, we may find some ways where we may be able to get rid of them, but it is something that individuals really have to deal with for most of their life, which I think is why it kind of gets labeled as a disease or a disorder, because it's something that stays with you.
Absolutely. So when people first come in and you talk about, you know, autoimmune, I assume most of us, we don't know what it is. We just know the symptoms and what we're feeling. So what are you kind of looking at in that discussion, that early on discussion, to even figure out if they do indeed have some kind of autoimmune thing?
Definitely, yeah. So there can be a lot of different things. I mean, there's a lot of different testing that can be done to look for what are called autoantibodies, right? So antibodies against self tissue, which can let you know if one has an autoimmune disease. So depending on how one presents, let's say, you know, someone presents with fatigue and your thyroid symptoms, let's say, you may want to, or we may check them for thyroid antibodies. So there's just a blood test that will let us see, is the immune system attacking itself? Same thing if an individual shows up with certain neurological complaints, maybe numbness, weakness, difficulty walking, thinking, we may want to look at autoantibodies against different parts of the brain. And this just tells us, is the immune system attacking one's tissue? Right, because that's really going to be the key figuring out, is this definitely an autoimmune disease? Because you can also have what are called autoinflammatory disorders, which aren't necessarily autoimmune diseases. They're issues with inflammation, right? And there's a big difference between the two. And then that's actually one thing I see is I think a lot of things get labeled as autoimmune diseases, or individuals get labeled autoimmune diseases really without the proper workup, which can be a scary thing. It's a scary diagnosis to get, you know, and I think it gets thrown around a little bit too lightly. So there is testing that can be done to look for different types of autoimmune disorders. Once again, whether it's issues in the joints, issues in the brain, issues in the heart, wherever it may be, there are different tests you can do to try to kind of tease that out.
Right. Now, does it normally start out with blood work? Is that usually your first insight to figuring out what's happening?
Definitely. I think it's a mixture of, you know, a history, a physical exam mixed with lab work. So once again, let's take MS or multiple sclerosis. There's certain autoimmune diseases that will have kind of hallmark signs and symptoms, and they'll present a certain way upon an examination. And this is one thing that I think differentiates us from a lot of functional medicine practices is a lot of them don't examine patients, right? So sitting in front of a patient and doing a full neurological examination, a full physical examination, that matched with a history and then some blood work can really get you to that diagnosis. Or sometimes the examination and the history may say, you know what, I really don't think we need lab testing because this really doesn't seem to fit into that model or that picture. Because once again, they'll present in a certain way. They'll have certain findings. Like I said, with, you know, multiple sclerosis, they'll have kind of some hallmark findings you'll see with the way their eyes track or maybe the way they move or some of their examination findings that seem kind of characteristic, or even imaging can sometimes be helpful, and then that can guide you towards the lab work. So it's really a comprehensive approach, and it's not necessarily just saying you have symptoms, let's just run antibodies. It's saying let's take a look at the whole picture and see, do we really need to go down that route?
Right. Dr. Perry Maynard is with us. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems, and their number, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Stedman is kind enough to offer us, for our listeners here, for your health matters, a free conssultation. And so, you know, wow, if you're looking at your health, and, well, I tell you, with all the stress we've all been feeling over these last several months, it's taken a toll on all of us. And this is a great time to get in and maybe get some blood work done, but just get that initial consultation done to see if we can get you on a better path of feeling better. So when we talk about the autoimmune, you know, disorder, and then everybody's talking about building your immune system and immune deficiency, how do those work, I mean, you know, together? I mean, we need to build our immune system, but then if we have an autoimmune disorder and we don't know it, it could be a very tough struggle.
No, 100%, and I think that's a great point in that a lot of people talk about building their immune system, but really I always ask the question, well, what part of the immune system, right? Because the immune system is so complex and it has so many different arms, and it can be imbalanced differently in each person. So it really isn't as easy as just saying, you know, everyone needs vitamin C or D or things like that. And honestly, you know, some of the You can be pretty safe with things like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, things like that. But when you start getting into some of these herbs that individuals will talk about for strengthening the immune system, actually in some individuals with autoimmune diseases, you can make things worse, right? So you can shift the imbalance sometimes in one's immune system if you're using certain herbs, maybe like echinacea or astragalus, which are very common over-the-counter things for colds. That could be amazing for someone, or once again, someone that may have a thyroid autoimmune disorder or a brain autoimmune disorder, they actually might notice symptoms get worse because they're not taking things that are tailored for their specific problem or their specific imbalance. So, it's a really important point that strengthening one's immune system should be tailored towards you, and it really shouldn't be identical to the person next to you. You know, of course, once again, except for, you know, things like vitamin D, vitamin A, those things are pretty safe, and a lot of people tend to be somewhat lower deficient. But when you start getting into some of these other things, they really need to be customized and tailored to what do you have going on, because you may or may not need to take the things that your neighbor may be taking.
And boy, I tell you, I think that happens a lot. You know, you get to work and somebody goes, oh, I've been taking this and it's doing great. And all of a sudden, and you know, it's overall a healthy product, or, you know, it's got a good name for that, but again, we could be taking something that's actually hurting us, and so bad thing to do.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we'll ask patients that, actually sometimes we'll say, you know, how do you feel? Have you ever taken this herb before? Have you ever taken this before? And they may say, yeah, like that made all of my thyroid symptoms disappear. Or that just made me so fatigued and it made my numbness worse. And so that actually can give you a picture into saying, huh, okay, when they use that herb, we have a kind of an understanding of how that herb affects the immune system. So then we can try to start to think, okay, that's what that did to the immune system. That made all of their autoimmune symptoms worse. Okay, so those things can give us a picture into that patient's presentation.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Perry Maynard is our guest. It's Integrated Health Systems. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a special webinar that Dr. Maynard will be doing on this exact topic, and we'll tell you how you can join that right after this. Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Do you have questions regarding a reverse mortgage? Learn how it may work for you. Our main job is educating you on the facts. This type of mortgage is not for everyone, but it may be just right for you. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243-200, regulated by DORA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. Dr. Perry Maynard is with us today from Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. If you're just joining us, we are talking about autoimmune disease, disorders, and Dr. Maynard straightening us out on all that. And he is going to do a special webinar tomorrow night. I believe that's at 6 o'clock, Dr. Maynard. So tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely, yeah. So the webinar is going to build on, honestly, probably the past month of presentations, because you know, we've done some webinars on immune system, on inflammation. So really this is going to dive a little bit more into autoimmunity. What is it? Some statistics about it. And then kind of diving into on a immunology or kind of a really microscopic level, what is it? Right? Well, how do we understand it, you know, with the science that we understand? And then understanding that, how do we implement certain therapeutic strategies to help people, right? And we're going to try to give some really kind of simple takeaway points where there's some really easy strategies that individuals can implement into their lives today that really are safe. They're nearly almost free. They don't really cost individuals anything, and it will be things in regards to diet, sleep, certain types of exercises, maybe when to exercise, how to utilize fasting. So we'll talk into some things that people can utilize that really have a beneficial effect on most autoimmune disorders.
Wow, okay. So if you'd like information on that, tell you what, the best thing to do is just call the office there. They can get you hooked up with the link on there. It is 303-781-5617. You can also follow them on Facebook, and they usually have some great information on there about it as well. And it's Integrated Health Systems. So what makes it like where someone can, you know, be living their life normal, eating anything they want, and then all of a sudden, and the age probably doesn't have anything to do with it, but all of a sudden, one day, they find out, you know, from coming to you, because this happened to my wife, that they have Hashimoto's, they have this autoimmune thing, and all of a sudden, you have to change your lifestyle and your eating habits. I mean, what triggers that?
You definitely, and that, it's a great question, and there's a lot of triggers. So really, these are processes that are going on for a while. So really, although it may seem like to an individual that it's overnight, it's usually something in the making over 10, 15 years where things are slowly starting to become possibly dysfunctional in the immune system, right? So what I've noticed clinically, honestly, is one of the biggest triggers or things you see is chronic stress. So you'll talk to an individual of there like, yeah, everything was great, and then my husband passed away or my mother passed away. I got a divorce. I lost my job. I got another health diagnosis like cancer or something like that. So these these extremely stressful scenarios, a lot of times, in my opinion, tend to be the biggest triggers. Some of the other triggers sometimes are different types of infection. So viral infection or bacterial infection or parasitic. So you may have someone say, hey, yeah, I got really sick maybe like a year ago, and it took me a while to really kick it, and things just weren't the same ever since.
Right.
So it's really common to see certain types of infections trigger autoimmune diseases. And then, like I said, you layer that on top of lifestyle things like poor diet for decades, poor sleep for decades, and it just sets you up for that when something does happen, boom, it can kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's a pretty complex situation, but I say that the two biggest things I see are chronic stress and then different forms of infections. But once again, I think chronic stress can set individuals up for that. If they do get sick, they're at a greater likelihood of something not great happening to them. So honestly, I think stress is probably one of the biggest triggers that I've seen.
Right. You know, it always seems like when we talk about things like this, when I'm talking to Dr. Stedman, it always comes back around somehow to the thyroid. Do you see that a lot, where there is a lot of connection with autoimmune and thyroid?
Definitely. I'd say, you know, clinically, probably the most common area that you see is, yeah, definitely I'd say thyroid. So, you know, things like Hashimoto's tends to be a very common area for autoimmunity to occur, versus there's other autoimmune disorders that I find and I feel are far less common. But I would agree that I think thyroid's a common one, joints, so things like rheumatoid arthritis, and then unfortunately, certain types of brain autoimmunity can be very, very common. But yeah, I would agree that thyroid is definitely a common spot. And I don't know if I really know the answer of why that tends to be a common spot. We know some of the triggers, so there can be certain infections like mono or Epstein-Barr virus that can be a common thing that can trigger thyroid issues and things like that. And I think a lot of it comes back to, like we've talked about before, is lifestyle, environmental factors, chemicals, and all these things I think can be very insulting on the thyroid, which then can just predispose it to being more effective because it's such a metabolically active area of the body.
Right. And, you know, one thing I was reading today, and see if you agree with this number, but it said there are more than 80 types of autoimmune diseases that affect a wide range of body parts. Man, that's a lot.
Yep. Yeah, there are a ton. And that can be part of the difficult reason sometimes in individuals actually getting an appropriate diagnosis. So there's sometimes where you really can't find the right test or find the right combination of testing, but it just really seems like an autoimmune disorder. Yeah, there's a wide variety and so many different subtypes, and it really can affect any part of the body. There's really not a single part of the body that is not subject to the possibility of autoimmunity. Mm-hmm. So it opens up a wide variety of different types.
Absolutely. Again, I hope you'll join Dr. Maynard tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, so Tuesday, and they will be doing a webinar on this, and we have got to join a few of those, my wife and I, and I'm telling you, they are very good, very informative, and really gives you a chance to learn a little bit more about integrated health systems. And we bring this up quite a bit, too, Dr. Maynard, but I think one thing that makes you guys so successful there in helping people, and like you talk about getting that diagnosis, because I tell you what, there's nothing more frustrating than being sick and can't figure out why. But you guys, you know, compare notes a lot with different patients that you're treating, and, man, to not have to go to different places and explain to a lot of other healthcare professionals of what's going on, I mean, you guys are right there under one roof and can usually figure these things out for people.
Definitely. Yeah, that's one of, I think, the most frustrating things for individuals, especially in this arena, is they spend so much time and money going to so many different doctors that say, it's this, it's that. And then, you know, people start to identify with whatever diagnosis that may be. And some of those things may be correct or part of the picture, but really not all of the picture. And yeah, honestly, the mental aspect of a lot of this can be such a difficult part, because you have an individual that's 2, 3, 5 years out and they've been told they have a million different things. And now, why should they believe you? Why should they believe us in these things? And that's what's so wonderful about having Jake on board, our counselor, is that we can really have someone that can help them dive into the stress, because it's almost like a trauma.
Sure.
Having to deal with these health issues for multiple years can be very traumatic. So having an outlet for those patients while we work with them, I think, is very key. And like you said, is why we try to create this team approach with as many different factors as possible, so we can keep patients from having to go from doctor to doctor, and try to offer as much as we can in office.
And I think most of us are, you know, pretty sick of just the normal way of going to a doctor and either getting, hey, this is the surgery you need, or this is the pill you need, or, you know what, we just don't know. And I mean, that gets frustrating on either of those. You guys want to find out why, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. It is, it's very frustrating, and a lot of people lose hope in the medical establishment because of that.
Yes, absolutely. Once again, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, join this webinar. It will be on autoimmune. And you've even got it set up there where people can type in questions, right?
They can, yep. So at the end, we take questions for as long as people want to ask questions. So, yeah, it can be very interactive, and people can write in questions. And then at the end, we can answer them and go over whatever people need.
All right. And once again, their phone number is 303-781-5617. Give them a call, and they'll get you the information on getting that link to you where you can join that webinar tomorrow night. Just a couple of minutes left here, but I want to talk about something I was reading, and it said women, the most common autoimmune diseases in women, and they talked about rheumatoid arthritis, which you talked about, psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, lupus, and then again the thyroid. Are there certain things that you tend to see more in women than men?
Definitely, I would say thyroid. Definitely tend to see more Hashimoto's far more often in women than men. And I'd say things like multiple sclerosis or MS tend to see far more prevalent in women than men as well. I'd say those are two things that I definitely see. I see far more of in women than men.
Right. Again, Dr. Perry Maynard, I hope you'll give him a call. And you know what? If you've not been able to figure out why, or your doctor hadn't been able to figure out why you're feeling bad or feeling all these different symptoms that we've kind of described, fatigue, I'm telling you, none of us are probably sleeping as well as we should. But fatigue is one, the joint pain and swelling, skin problems, abnormal pain, digestive issues. I mean, there's so much in this, Dr. Maynard, that, man, what a great way to just join a webinar like that. Get questions answered, because most people, let's face it, they don't get much time with the regular doctor when they get in, even if they get to see the doctor. A lot of times it may be some assistant. So to have that one-on-one time with you guys, so to speak, through this webinar can be really valuable.
100%. I couldn't agree more. And that's, you know, that's why we you know, some patients will spend, you know, with their initial visit, they'll be here for up to 3 hours sometimes. Wow. Good luck ever having that happen within the traditional setting of healthcare. Just won't happen. And I feel for a lot of doctors, because to have 15 minutes to get to the root of someone's cause,
sure,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Doc, hey, we appreciate it. And my wife is actually coming over a little bit later to see Dr. Stedman. So,
awesome.
Looking forward to that. And, man, we appreciate you guys giving us your time each week and helping us out, getting healthy. And I promise you, no matter what you're going through health-wise, what you're feeling, I hope you'll give them a call. It's Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. Let them know you heard about them on Your Health Matters. And once again, it is a free consultation, so we appreciate it. Dr. Maynard, I'll let you go, sir, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
All right. You as well, sir. Thanks for joining us today.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.